This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has urged world leaders to declare states of climate emergency in their countries to spur action to avoid catastrophic global warming. Guterres said that economic recovery packages launched in the wake of the coronavirus pandemic represented an opportunity to accelerate the transition to a low-carbon future, but he warned this was not happening fast enough.
Carbon dioxide levels are at record highs. Today, we are 1.2 degrees hotter than before the Industrial Revolution. If we don't change course, we may be headed for a catastrophic temperature rise of more than 3 degrees this century.
More than 70 world leaders are addressing a one-day virtual gathering aimed at building momentum for much steeper cuts. Diplomats are watching summit speeches for any signs of significantly stronger climate pledges from countries, including China, which surprised many observers by announcing a goal to become carbon neutral by 2060 in September, along with India and Japan. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has cleared the first COVID-19 vaccine for use. As AP's Ben Thomas reports, the vaccine is expected to roll out within a couple of days.
I am pleased to announce that late yesterday, the FDA authorized for emergency use the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine.
Dr. Stephen Hahn is the commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration. He says the vaccine is safe and strongly protective.
We applied our high standards of review in reviewing this product so that Americans can have trust and confidence that the vaccine meets FDA's rigorous standards for safety and effectiveness.
Initial doses are scarce and rationed, with health workers and nursing home residents first in line, but they could begin receiving vaccinations in just a couple days.
Our federal partners are already moving to distribute the